30. Kanishadikari. Division of Kanishadikari, Madhyamadikari, and Uttamadikari are based on the devotee's level of awareness, speech, and behavior. Kanishtha Bhakta may actually respect other Shastra, like the Bhagavad, but not be aware of its greatness. The main characteristic of a Kanishtha Bhakta is that he or she can feel the presence of Krishna in the Murti and not other places. See Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, chapter 2, verse 47. When we say adhikari, it means one who's eligible. There's two terms. One is adhikari and other is bhagavata. Bhagavata is uttam adhikari. It may not necessarily be an uttam bhagavat, as described in chapter 2, 11th canto of Bhagavatam. There are different levels of Uttam Bhagavatas. When you're talking about Bhagavatas, Prakrita Bhagavata, Madhyam Bhagavata, or Uttam Bhagavata, the divisions there are based on level of awareness of Bhagavan. Whereas the division of Adhikari, which is given in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, first wave, chapter 2, verse 17 through 19, is based on the level of Shraddha, faith. But divisions based on faith are only for the Vaidhi Bhaktas. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, chapter 14, verse 18, this is an important verse to study. It says, Krishna clearly says that such a devotee is not overpowered by sense objects. The devotee may be troubled by sense objects, but does not fall prey to them. Because of prabdha karma, urges may appear in the mind, but the devotee is not subjugated or defeated by them because of the power of his bhakti, which is more powerful than urges. Hey, Govinda, Shri Radharani Ki Jai, Radharani Ki Jai, Radharani Ki Jai. Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Shri Radhe. What is the difference between a devotee and non-devotee regarding happiness and misery? Like a non-devotee, a devotee also experiences happiness or distress or misery through his or her senses and mind. But the difference lies in reaction to one's experience. In other words, it doesn't matter what happens to you, it's how you respond to it that counts. So a devotee sees everything as the grace of Krishna and everything as an opportunity to learn, to advance in bhakti and become stronger in bhakti. Well, a devotee may also see challenges or obstacles as actions of purification. We must stay peaceful and composed and fix in one's seva, not become deviated. Therefore, devotee would not suffer in unfavorable situation like a non-devotee. And also not become unnecessarily elated in a favorable situation. So devotees, they face misery and unhappiness, but they don't get affected by it. They keep doing their service. Chant, be happy, just keep serving, no matter what happens. Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Radhe. All right, a couple more entries here about devotees. Then we'll wrap up this section. Oh, my dear devotees, please become pure. Please develop love for Krishna. Okay, this is an interesting topic. Death, what is the destination of a devotee who dies? The destination of a devotee depends on the awareness of a devotee. If a devotee is truly sincere, and has full faith in the Guru, then there's no more birth. Taking birth or no birth does not depend on how much intensity of japa or lila smaran, but on sincerity of the devotee. So being reborn or getting liberated or going to the spiritual world depends on sincerity. If one has a qualified Guru and one is fully surrendered to the Guru, then there's no more birth. This is the meaning of Krishna's statement in Gita 1866. Sarva dharma pratyaja mamekam samrita. But if one is not fully surrendered, but his or her goal is to attain pure bhakti, then one will be born again and continue the process of bhakti. The devotee doesn't care about birth or rebirth. The devotee only cares about bhakti. Desire not to be born again implies a lingering desire for mukti, which is against bhakti. Questions asked. Will a devotee keep on taking birth until one attains success in Raghunandhu Bhakti, or will Kripa Mercy play a role and take care of everything based on sincerity? Is our path effort based? It depends on our own effort, or is it mercy based? Answer: such a devotee will continue to take birth until one is fully surrendered. As far as the role of grace is concerned, yes, ultimately everything depends on mercy or grace. But we also have to make a sincere effort. Krishna tells Arjuna Gita 8, chapter Gita, verse 7. Tasmat sarvesu kalesu mama yushma yujasa. Fight and think of me. So Krishna instructs Arjuna to always remember him and also to fight. So we have to make an effort. We have to do seva, sincere seva. But the result is not based on effort. It comes by grace. However, that does not mean that we don't do service, that we don't make any effort or don't attempt to please Krishna. We act as if the result is based on my action, but we know and we think that it happens to only be successful by grace. Jai Jai Shri Radhe Shyam. Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Shyam. Jai Jai Shri Vrindavan Dham. Vrindavan Vihari Lala Ki Jai, Radharani Ki Jai.